Tell me about your background.
Dad used to work in the sugarcane field. Mum used to work at home, and then she do selling in the market. And then I came here when I was 22. I came here. And the other kids, they're all sort of gone to different parts, you know, mostly the American countries, like St. Thomas, St. Martin, and all those they're gone to.
Why did you all feel you needed to leave St. Kitts?
Well, because we thought there's the better thing outside of St. Kitts, because at the time when I came here, there wasn't much in St. Kitts apart from the sugarcane. And then you go out and you work in people's home for them, you know, as maids and that. But now there's a lot more open up there than what was there before.
Can you describe what your father's life was like? What was a typical day for him?
I don't know. Dad always had a typical day. He was very strict. You know, you seldom... He laughs with you sometimes, but very few laugh you get from him. It was always Mum that we could have wrapped around our fingers. You know.
Perhaps he didn't laugh because he had a hard life?
I don't know. I don't think he had such a hard life. I don't think so. I think that it's just some people that they think the more they get serious with children, is the better the children comes out. But I don't find that with me and my children. I find that we live like brothers and sister. They know where to draw the line, but we can sit down and discuss.
Describe your own life in St. Kitts.
Well, I start working as a maid. I was from Caon, 5 miles out of Bastia, and I start working as a maid for a lady from America. Wasn't too pleased with her, so I went back home, and then I stayed at home until I got the offer to come here. My cousin sent for me, so I came up.
What was your schooling like?
Well, my schooling, I leave school early, and because it's not like now where parents pressure you and said you must go to school.